Previously on Fallout, we go into dirty, stinky sewer, where there are lots of other dirty billies, and they're all worshipping this weird chained-up giant Queen Milo thing that vomits over them when they have some sort of fucked-up fetish. So we let it free, and Gertrude got hit in the head and lost a frying pan. Gertrude's still pissed off about losing frying pan, because Gertrude liked that frying pan. It was a very good frying pan, and now it's fucked. But we got away, and now we're going to some sort of shitty town somewhere. And we still have Billy.
Yes, that is correct. After the harrowing experience in the sewers, and the chaos with the Marlark Queen, the team finally makes it to the gates of Junkerton City. The city is a sprawling settlement built within the remains of a pre-war industrial complex. The air here is thick with the smell of smoke, oil and rust, but it carries a different kind of energy, a mix of life and industry. It's far removed from the horrors of the wasteland. You step towards the massive rusty gates of Junkerton City, leaving the dangers of the wasteland behind you, at least for now. And as you can see from outside, that this city appears to be a bustling hub of activity, filled with the sounds such as hammer striking metal, people bartering in the streets, distant hum of machinery, some music. Dr. Rast says, "Ah, Junkerton City. One of a kind, isn't it? This place has a rough edge, but it's got character. Now, I'll see about getting us a place to stay for the night. You'll deserve a break after what we've been through. And just, if you plan to go shopping, or if you want to have a look around, do try and find out more about Mika and this Clemens person we're supposed to be meeting."
You know, I'll be honest, I keep forgetting you're even here.
Dr. Rast ignores the comment and walks through the city gates into the crowd.
Are we ditching him?
No, we should lose our free heel ticket.
That's a good point.
But he tends to find us eventually anyway.
The only heel, I suppose.
Yes, shame we only have one.
Yeah. Didn't we have like a robot that did that shit?
Yeah, it got decommissioned, remember? We've got this useless one now.
His pants keep falling off.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Right.
Didn't the last one turn traitor?
Yes, it did. That's why we're keeping an eye on the new one.
As you're discussing, Dr. Rast also just pops up again and says, "Oh yeah, find me at the tap house when you're done." And then it goes away again.
Going to the tap house? God damn it.
What are we doing? I can't remember.
I don't know.
I have headache.
I may need to go to the tap house just to make sure Mr. Rast is, okay. You know, just to make sure everything goes alright.
Alright, so you all start walking up towards the gates as well that Dr. Rast just went through, and you are stopped by guards. Two guards flank the group. They raise their guns at their group, and they say, "Halt!"
For what reason are we being stopped? Our friend just went inside a second ago.
Yeah, I mean, that guy's a normal guy. We can't just have super mutants cutting about the town.
Well, fuck you.
We could go through you.
Sure, that is racist.
Look, if you're going to be bringing that kind of animal into Junkerton City, you're going to have to keep it on a leash, and you will be responsible for any damage it causes.
I'm perfectly happy to be responsible for Gertrude's excellent behavior.
Thank you,
though,
sir, so much.
The leash might be unnecessary.
Gertrude not into kinky stuff, thank you.
You know, sir, I appreciate you giving this thought to us. And I pull out a rope and I go, "Can you go ahead and put the leash on the big super mutant for us, real please? See how well that goes?"
You can each take one. We have two, after all. There's two of you. Go ahead.
Try it.
Give her a go.
The guard says, "Look, I get you might like the freaks.
You're not
helping
your
case, buddy. This is for their safety as much as this for them. If people start seeing just supermans walking around as if they don't have an owner, they're not going to like that.
How about this? I'll give you my word that at least one of us will stay with each super muted at all time. Not without a chaperone ever in the city. In return, we don't have to try and put a leash on Gertrude.
It will not end well for us, bud. I will tell you, it will not.
All right. Now, Winnegan did all the talking there again. So, Winnegan...
Fuck! No!
Give me a charisma and speech check, please.
Can I at least help her?
Winnegan learned to shut up.
Bellygon, can you help her? What are you going to say?
I literally just said that. I was like, because it will not help, bud. Like, it will... If we try to put a leash on her, it will not help. And it will not...
You see, that's not helping. That just makes me think they're even more dangerous.
See, it sounds like some voice in your head is making an excuse that I can't help. That's what I'm hearing. And it sounds like a lot of bullshit. That's what I'm...
Winnegan was talking about responsibility. They're taking responsibility for them. You were talking about how hard they're going to hit you.
You could also promise to chaperone Beverly.
Yeah.
Winnegan, Gertrude found butterfly.
Oh, that's lovely, sweetheart. Try not to crush it this time.
Oops.
Of course.
All right. So Winnegan, give me that quick check for me.
Fuck. what is check?
Just a charisma speech one.
What is check? What is check? What is life?
Which check is? Oh, I got a success.
Oh, right. Not only did you get a success, but you. Because your interactions with Gertrude, calling her sweetie, and Gertrude playing with a butterfly very gently.
Very demure.
It's very demure, very, very mild. the guard relents. He says, well, obviously this one's quite taken with you. You will be responsible for it, and I would not recommend letting it walk around on its own.
I'll be sure to stay by her side. Billy Bob, would you mind chaperoning Brittany? I think that's...
Beverly.
Beverly, fuck. You know, Winnegan would get her name wrong.
Yes.
The guards turn to Billy Bob. They're like, oh, so this is the dangerous one, is it?
Oh, no. The dangerous one stays with me.
What? You're not dangerous.
Well, you can be if you want to be.
You're literally carrying a giant dildo.
Nothing dangerous about that.
And yet, Winnegan's already had the success.
Yeah. I'm not into the...
to show me around.
All right.
Staring at you.
Yeah. Could you
going
like...
from nice?
Yep, yeah, the guards are just not. Staring at Billy Bob, wondering what he's going to do with this super mutant.
I'm just going to walk forward, not taking her arm. Stay by me. We're going to the tap house.
Right, so you're just going to take Beverly by the arm?
No, I walk without taking her arm.
Okay, so you walk away from Beverly. Okay, the guards just...
Beverly, we're going.
Come on, we're going this way. The guards just point towards Beverly and say, nope, not coming in. Not without a chaperone.
I don't have to take her arm. I ain't taking her by the arm, buddy. Get in here. Come on.
Come on, toothpick. Let's go.
Look, we told you to leash it.
And we had an agreement that we could chaperone him. Are you going back on our deal?
No, she has an agreement that she can chaperone
him. Oh, we're going to go this way. All right, this way it's going to go. All right, bud. All right.
You know what? I'm thinking just go, you're actually just the one we want to keep out of this city.
You know what, bud? You know, I'm rolling up my sleeves. I'm like, come on. Let's go. Come on, bud.
How about we don't get kicked out before we even get in, Billy Bob?
No, don't worry. Don't worry. This is how we scrap in around here, all right? We do a little tussle? Is that what we need to do, bud?
Can I just literally come back and be like, this one's stupid, and just pick Billy up?
We got to get Beverly in here. That's not, it defeats the point, Gertrude.
I've lost my chaperone.
They're not letting Beverly in. Got a problem.
The guards aren't moving. They're not. They're not taking the bait. They're not getting taunted by Billy Bob.
Look,
as Billy Bob rolls up his sleeves, Gertrude comes towards Billy Bob and picks him up over her shoulder.
You know what? If we're going to go this route, let me just... If we're not going to do a friendly tussle, then let me go my other route. When do you get off? When's your shift in, bud?
Okay.
What's your shift around?
Next round at the tap house is on me. If you get off, I appreciate it. As Billy Bob
starts talking, Gertrude stops trying to pick him up, I guess.
Oh, no, I pick him up.
Okay, so... With Billy Bob on Gertrude's shoulders... I'm in top, Gertrude! With Billy Bob on Gertrude's shoulders, Billy Bob starts sweet-talking the guards.
That is not where this went. I was going to say, if your shift ends, I'll buy you the next round at the tap house. That's how this ends.
Where's that fucking robot?
Okay, so give me a little speech check on that one, Billy Bob.
Immediately ask when his shift ends. I wanted to buy him a drink. Y'all are like, he's gonna fuck him! You see that? He's gonna fuck him!
No, if you ask someone, hey buddy, when do you get off shift? Yeah, that's fucking.
I got two successes.
You got two successes. That was much more successes than you needed, so this guard does think that you want to fuck him. And he's down. He's happy to let you by, and he just says, "Yeah, I mean, I guess we'll see you in the tap house later."
I need to put my hand over my drink next time. I'm going to make sure you need to watch my drink.
Just do not leave those super mutants alone, okay?
I'll keep an eye on him.
Would you rather I leave him with you?
I just give up. I'm like, this is why I drink. Y'all are why I drink. This is exactly why.
Okay, you were drunker before us.
You give me more reasons to drink every day. Especially, we never did find out if you're my descendant.
I can guarantee you that we aren't related.
Results are waiting for you for when you get back to the vault.
What reasons?
Anyhow, Gertrude, how about we go around the town for a little bit? We have a man to find, and perhaps we can get you a replacement for that frying pan you lost.
Can I put Billy down now, or is he going to misbehave again?
I'll take him.
You know, I resent that statement. Yes. Anything but misbehave, all right? I'm not the one that needs to be leashed.
I'll just pass him to Beverly. He's your problem now.
Oh, thank you. And I'll just put my hand on his mouth. Just shut him up. Stop talking, or I'll snap your neck.
No, we won't. Don't want alive.
Billy just like went limp. He's like, I really can't stand this group sometimes. Like, I'm really just done. I'm done.
Much better.
Okay, so you have successfully managed to get past the entrance gates
and piss off Billy at the same time.
Now that you're officially inside the city, you can start to have a look around. Dr. Rass has already left the group. He mentioned that on his way to find you some accommodation, that you should ask around about Mika and Clements. However, when you get into the city, you're pretty overwhelmed by the size and the scope of it. There are many more people than any of you have ever actually had the chance of interacting with in any place before. This is quite a new feeling for all of you. There are shops of various types all around, from food shops. There's armorers selling their wares. There's weaponsmiths tinkering away with their weapons. There's doctors selling medical treatments, and the drug dealers are quite brazenly open on their market with it, because there's no laws against drugs here, so they have their own market spaces and stuff. So you can check out various shops in Junkerton, probably find supplies, weapons or armour, and we're likely going to do sort of dice rolls to find out what kind of stock these shops have if you do decide to go towards them. There's always the locals. You can just stop anyone and ask for directions if you want, I guess. And the only place you know that there definitely is a tap house, because Dr. Rass told you there's a tap house, and you could head straight there if you wanted to. So there's lots of options now that you're in the city.
when you're going to go, you could use new armor, perhaps.
Yes, I was thinking that. Billy Bob, you said you wanted to go to the tap house. Perhaps you and Beverly can go there, see if you can find anything about Clemens.
Get me some armor as well.
That guard will be waiting for me there.
Well, I don't think he'll come near you with Beverly there. I think she's quite the deterrent.
Billy, if I lend you the Dildominator, you promise not to get poop on it.
Now I definitely don't want to go to the tap house.
Come on, Billy, let's go to the tap house to drag you along.
I don't want to go to the tap house.
I'll buy you a drink, Billy. Come on.
Right. Then, Gertrude, we should go around the shops, get you some replacement for that armor you lost. Oh, and
what about the robot?
Oh, who do you want to go with?
Robot?
Cartman.
Are you there?
Cartman. I'm going to go to the store with Gertrude, I guess.
I'm going to go to the store, bro. Yeah, Toko. That's good.
What are you doing?
I think he's going to get butt-fucked by Beverly.
I'm really doing the thing I can not to. I'm failing.
Such a shame I'm a top as well.
Okay, so Gertrude, Winnegan, and the robot are going towards the shops. Billy Bob and Beverly, what are you doing?
He's just heading towards the top. Can I, like, give a little list to Gertrude and Winnegan for, like, armor?
But yeah, sure.
Basically, just grab Billy and just head to the tap house, even if he struggles.
Help! Dear Jesus, help me!
I don't know if that would work well for Beverly, considering she has to be on a leash, and then I'm getting, like, manhandled.
She doesn't have to be on a leash, she just has to be with you.
You're in a baby Bjorn in front.
And then Snugglepuff is on the leash.
It's a baby Bjorn train, but Snugglepuff's on mine. I'm in Beverly's.
Just a really dejected looking Billy.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
As long as you put some booze in my sippy cup, it's all I care about, alright?
I'll get you a bottle, how about that?
Yeah, that's alright.
Okay, so we'll start with Billy Bob and Beverly. They're heading towards the tap house. How do you find the tap house?
I guess my perspective is a little... It's a little different than my normal experiences in the tap house.
Come on, let's go.
Well, I don't really have a choice in the matter, from what I could tell. So, yeah, let's go.
You do have a choice. Do you want to do something else, Billy Bob?
I don't know. I'm kind of strapped to a baby Bjorn here. Help! Hit! I'm trying to, like, move my legs and, like, shift from side to side.
Alright, Billy Bob tries to release himself from the confines of the baby Bjorn. Can you do me an athletics check?
Oh, God! This is gotta be
agility,
stupid!
Agility athletics.
This has gotta be, like, a tier list of, like, the stupidest roles we've ever had to do with this game.
You're the one that put yourself there, right?
Oh my god!
I'm just here to make sense of it.
It's a fail!
Yeah. You fail to release yourself from Beverly's embrace. Beverly, what are you doing?
Keeping her where he is.
So you're just standing still in the middle of a city?
Hands on hips!
We need to find where the tap house is. So she's gonna, like, I've got an idea. Throws him up into the air. Like, look for the tap house.
Shit!
Okay. So give me a strength roll, and so strength and throwing, please. So, Beverly unclips Billy Bob from the baby Bjorn and throws him into the air. Unsuccessfully, she manages to fumble the throw. Billy Bob just spins and slides down Beverly and clumps down at her feet. Yeah, you have now successfully been released from the baby Bjorn, though.
Okay. Help! Help!
I'm like running out of the tap house.
You haven't even found a tap house yet. What are you talking about?
I thought we walked into
the entrance of the city.
What do you mean? I thought we walked to the tap house.
I asked you how did you get to the tap house?
Oh, well, now I'm just like running.
And you said you were stuck in a baby Bjorn.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the fuck out. I'm just trying to get away from her now. I guess I'm trying to find the tap house myself without getting...
I'll get chucked out.
Okay, so Billy Bob, now released from the baby Bjorn, just starts running wildly through the city.
Good luck, Beverly!
So now we've got three groups to deal with.
She's just
going to
bow after
him. I have a bad feeling I left two idiots unattended to him.
You get that feeling as well?
Okay, so let's start with Beverly. Billy Bob runs away, and now there is a super mutant just wandering around unsupervised in the city. And now has four different guards coming towards you with their weapons raised. They are shouting commands at you like, stand still, get down.
Get down? She starts dancing.
They look confused at each other, this dancing super mutant. And start trying to direct you to the prison.
No, I don't want to go into the showers just yet.
No, we ain't going to shower you. You're going to jail.
What have I done? I'm just showing you my moves.
They start poking you with the guns, telling you which direction to go in.
Poke me again, and I'll shove it down your throat.
Oh, God.
Okay. We didn't even make it past the entrance. But we haven't even made it past the entrance. Like,
you had one fucking job.
All of the guards one back job. Up a couple of
She steps put me in a baby Bjorn.
Because you were...
Beverly, they've backed up and they've got their guns raised and they're telling you to get on your knees.
Well...
They are arresting you.
Fine.
Do you acquiesce and let them take you to prison, or do you fight? Or do you try and talk your way out of it?
Oh, for fuck's sake. She can't talk for shit.
What decision are you making, mate?
Did that to roll on your character sheet?
I'm literally just going to bow, literally just run through and try to find Billy. I need my shower home.
So you're going to try and run away?
Yeah. Billy's fucked up.
Beverly is going to try and outrun the guns of the guards.
Go ahead and just start re-rolling your character.
Let's switch over which character we're watching. Let's see what Billy Bob is up to while Beverly is deciding to run away. Billy Bob, you've ran away from Beverly. You've ran quite far, you're out of breath, and you're in another part of the city that you do not recognise, because you didn't recognise any parts of the city before anyway. What are you doing?
Okay, so I guess my question is, what is the role do I need to do to find the tap house in my sporadic, like, omnidirectional running of just kind of pick a direction as I run? Do I need to do a luck roll, or what do you think?
How would you find a tap house in a city?
I mean, I'm just sporadically running at this point.
You're just running?
Hoping I find it.
All right, okay. So we're going to go for, if you're just going to run and hope, that's a luck roll. So we're going to go for luck against, we'll call it survival, I think. And we'll make it two successes. We'll do that. So you need two successes to get this one.
I'm going to re-roll those.
All right, so you're spending two luck points.
Oh,
away.
Come on!
Yeah, so you have just ran around. You've you've got yourself just a little bit more out of breath. You've ran past several different construction sites and shops, some day traders.
Yep.
And you've seen nothing that says tap house on it.
Yep, I'm lost. Wait, was there someone with me? I don't remember. Well, I'm just going to keep walking around until I find him. So, is there people around me?
Yeah, you're surrounded by people. There's people everywhere.
Okay. I'm going to pull one aside and be like, hey, I'm really looking to get fucked up. Where's the tap house?
All right, give me a speech check, please.
Very well. Oh, you don't need to check roll 20. It's perfect successes across the board. Yeah, don't look at roll 20. It's perfect success across the board.
So,
good lord.
The person that you have... You put your hand on this person, you say to them...
It's Beverly.
It's the tap house. This person has just pushed you away and just went on about his day.
Oh, well, fuck you too, then. What the hell? Rude people. What the hell?
Okay, let's swap narratives. Billy Bob is currently running around. Billy Bob is running around and harassing people. Beverly is just about to run away from the guards that are trying to arrest her. Winnegan, Gertrude, and Nurse Handy, where are you?
We are currently walking around, taking a look at the shops. We're going to ask someone if we can find an armory for the armor Gertrude and...
I thought we were going to a general store.
I don't think they have general stores in Radiation Town McFucking Nowhere.
We could always ask.
I don't think there's a Walmart here.
Yeah, so...
Also, they mentioned...
Maybe there's a Home Bargain somewhere.
Fabs. Poundland.
What about a Wilco?
Oh, well, Woolworths somehow persisted.
I was about to say that.
So, Winnegan, you said you were asking for directions. How are you doing that?
I'm going to look and see if there's any like actual shops around us, first off.
Yeah, so you've walked a little bit of a distance, sort of to the east away from where Beverly and Billy Bob had went. Currently, you have around you you have a drugstore. You have an armorer. You have a weaponsmith who is currently tinkering away with some guns. What else is here? It looks like there's a couple of like unnamed house buildings.
All right, I'm going to go to the weaponsmith then, and him if he could tell us if there's an armory around.
Alright, yeah, so Winnegan goes to a weaponsmith, asks politely if there is an armourer. So I don't think that one really needs a speech check, does it? That seems
oh,
like a
she doesn't need a speech
to go around, did it?
Yeah, that's perfectly fine, right? Yeah.
It's almost like screaming and running and trying to fight the cops isn't a normal way to...
I'm not running from the cops, I'm running from a terrible super mutant that's on the loose. I don't know who let her on the loose, but it wasn't me.
And it certainly wasn't you trying to fist fight a guard either.
That's how men associate.
Billy Bob work backwards with drinking? Does he?
I get more calm. The more drunk I get, the calmer I am.
Billy, I'm
yeah, he actually
get
gets
you.
More proficient the more he drinks. Yeah, so the armorer is saying, "Ah, you're in the right direction. Just keep on walking down this road here. Armorer will be right down the road there on your left."
Thank you very much. Man. Perhaps we'll come back here once we're done with them.
Fantastic.
Gonna head off there and then see if I can't get armor for Gertrude and for Beverly.
Brilliant, excellent. Let me do a quick roll and we're gonna see what kind of armor is available. Right.
Power armor.
So you come up to the armorer. I'm just gonna have like maybe four or five different sets of armor there.
66.
Alright, so he's got some raider armor sets, just like the sort of stuff you would have seen the hoodlums that you fought earlier wear. He has plenty of leather armor, some really bodged together metal armor as well. He doesn't have any combat armor. Yeah, so you're looking at sort of raider, leather, or some pretty rough cast metal armor.
Rough cast? How much? You needed a helmet, correct?
Helmet, arms, legs, tokens playing Civilization.
Yes, you can see that shit, buddy.
I was just pulling it up, alright? I'm not actually gonna play.
Well, how much is the metal helmet then, good sir?
Alright, so. The helmets, I think, will be standard enough that the super mutants should be able to wear a helmet. So let's have a look. Armor. Metal armor. So standard metal helmet. A couple of different versions of it. You've got your standard metal helmet. Going to give her 2 physical resistance and 1 energy resistance. And there's also a heavier metal helmet, a bit more expensive. It's going to be 4 physical resistance and 3 energy resistance. So
and how
pretty
much
big
those?
Difference. The smaller one, or not the smaller one, but the rougher one is only going to cost you 15 caps, whereas the heavy metal helmet will cost you 115.
Bloody hell. Gertrude would take the 2 happily, but is there any arms and legs as well?
Oh, I thought you had armor for the rest of it.
No, just torso. Just this piece of weird metal on my torso.
Okay, then
You want Gertrude to be true tank? Gertrude would need to be coated in metal.
Right, I think we'll take the cheaper helmet then and get you fully outfitted.
Alright.
Sounds like a good plan.
So
you said 15 caps, yeah?
The armorer looks Gertrude up and down and says, "You want to armor that?"
Yes.
Oh, good lord. This isn't going to fit her.
Will the helmet fit at least?
Oh, yeah. I mean, helmet's going to fit fine, but I'm going to have to do something pretty weird to get the metal to fit her proportions. Let me think. Okay.
Would you like to take measurement?
Yeah, you know what? In fact, I will take some measurements. So... Your armorer jumps across his counter. He comes up to Gertrude and just sort of, kind of gingerly, he starts taking a measuring tape and putting this measuring tape around your arms and your legs.
Just casually flexes, you know. Makes
it very cool. A Hercules.
It's like, my God. So he goes back into his little shack and he starts rummaging around all the metal armor, pulling pieces out, and he's throwing them around his workshop and he's measuring them all. He's working away, just trying to do this as fast as possible to see what he can do. And he says to you, I think I can. This ain't gonna be cheap, and we're not gonna be talking about just, I'm gonna have to like bodge these together. We're going to have to make her something completely custom.
Whoa. Well, she does already have a torso piece, so there's that at least. But How much could you give me a rough quote, even?
Yeah, sure, sure. Hold on.
Don't forget you want two of these for Beverly as well.
Yeah.
Does Beverly have no armor?
Only on the chest.
Only the chest, same thing. Yeah,
so we're talking like, if you're looking arms, legs, we're talking 65 caps per piece.
Oh, damn.
So, Jesus. 130 for the arms total, 260 for the whole thing.
Damn.
I can afford to do that exactly once, but Billy Bob does have his own cash. Oh, actually, is there anywhere do you know that we could trade in pre-war money for caps?
Pre-war money? I ain't gonna get any use here, no. I mean, there are some antique collectors or something that might take that off your hands, but I got no use for it except for toilet paper.
Fuck, okay. So I have 275 caps, right? Which is not enough to outfit both Beverly and Gertrude. Cheese. Yeah.
Would you like to... apparently I have 75 caps.
Share them? Okay. Give them one arm, one leg each?
I don't know why I have 75 caps.
Howdy, Nams.
No.
Who wants arms? Who wants arms? Who wants legs?
I think it would make... talking from a personality point of view, Gertrude for the legs because of her pain train, and Beverly for her arms because of the... Because of the punches that she does.
Yeah.
Cool with that.
Alright, and that'll take 260 plus 15, right? Because you need a helmet, Gertrude.
Gertrude have 75 cap for some reason. Don't know why.
I have just caps as well.
Beverly, shut up, you're not there.
So, alright, so Gertrude getting legs, Beverly getting arms, so I'll pay for that. Gertrude, darling, could you cover the cost, perhaps, of the helmets for yourself and Beverly?
Okay, what the math on that?
30 for 15 each.
Should I just give you the 75? Gertrude doesn't know what math is.
I'm perfectly happy to take account of your accounts if you want me to.
There you go, you have it, 75. I don't know why I even had it the first place.
Right, so then also the helmets, which will be 30 total. Yes. Alright,
so the helmets are going to give you 2 physical resistance and 1 energy resistance each, I guess. And your leg and arm pieces have all been bodged together. They're all going to be bodged together by this armourer. He says it's going to take some time. You'll probably be able to pick them up tomorrow if you want. And what they'll do is they'll give you 3 physical resistance and 2 energy resistance for each part. Yeah.
Nice.
Should I add that now or wait?
You can, add it to your sheet just now, but it's not if you want to just keep a note of it, but it won't be available. He's custom making them for you.
Well, that's 5 physical resistance on my legs alone.
Yeah, and he seems quite excited about the prospect of this. He's not had a job like this for a while.
It's a fucking tank.
Oh, hang on. I know we're already giving you quite a lot of complicated work. Although you do seem to relish shit quite a bit, which is an admirable thing to see in an armorer. After you work, obviously the super mutants are priority, but after you do that, would you be interested in making perhaps a miniature set of armor? One of my friends has a very small hound.
How small are we talking here? Because this is sounding pretty weird.
I am aware it's quite odd.
I like the weird. This is cool.
I think you can see from us that we're quite the same. I want to get more like motion chihuahua sized.
Okay, from a strange motion of chihuahua size, he's like, right, I'm happy to do this, but I'm going to have to see whatever the hell this is that you're looking to armor up.
Absolutely fine with that. In the meantime, please do continue to work on the super mutant armor. It's far more important.
Alrighty, so he just sort of backflips himself over his little counter and he starts getting to work straight away. He pulls out different arm and leg parts. He's ripping different leather parts off of it and he starts hammering them even before you even leave the shop.
Yes.
That motherfucker just backflip over Dave. But Jesus Christ, you need him. You should get him on team. He's fucking good.
He's a very happy man.
I do think the next place we need to find is perhaps an antique shop. It doesn't seem to be doing me much good to have free war money when I can't spend it.
Toilet paper. He just said toilet paper.
Yes, yes, but I'd rather see if I can get caps. Caps can buy many toilet paper.
Oh.
Oh, right. Excellent. So you want to find some sort of like pre-war curio or antique shop.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So how do you think that you would find a place like that?
I think antique and pawn shops tend not to be like on the main high street of places. They tend to be like off a little bit to the side.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd look for like any kind of old, fancy-ish, the like worn down looking shops at the side streets.
Alright, so you're going to look for alleyways and try and find a pawn shop or curio shop down different back alleys.
Yeah, they tend to be like near the high street, but not actually.
Alright, much like Billy Bob, because this is just you wandering and looking, let's do a luck roll for this. And I don't know, would survival or barter be a better choice for this one, because you're just looking for a shop?
I mean, I'm not sure.
It's not exactly a survival check, is it? This isn't going to kill you.
I'll die if I can't
get my die if I can't find this. Yeah, let's go for a luck roll versus your barter.
Barter luck. That's probably not going to be very good, but we'll see. Yep, nope.
Yeah, so you've walked down a couple of different back alleyways and side streets, and although you have seen a couple of different strange little shops or some wee traders now and then, none of them seem to be what you're looking for.
Billy, where are you?
Does anyone hear something there? Faint screaming in the wind? It's like a Scooby-Doo. We turn down one alleyway and Billy Bob runs right through the paper.
Billy Bob, let's roll that. Let's
see. Oh God, what am I? Oh God, we're gonna roll.
We're gonna roll whether or not you bump into the rest of the team.
Would that be survival at this point?
It's gonna be Billy Bob to roll it, and yes, this is gonna be a survival one. So luck against survival. Give me two successes on that one, and you're going to bump into the rest of your team.
That's your one success. So that's to be a no.
Alright.
One success.
It's one success. So Winnegan, you hear something that reminds you of Billy Bob's voice that appears to be coming from a couple of alleyways over.
Oh, why do I have a bad feeling about that?
What have you done now?
Billy, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Nobody can hear you. Shut up, Fleur.
God, so mean. Shut your fucking mouth, Flower!
Well, they seem to have lasted half an hour, which is longer than I thought they would.
What about the robot? Robot, do you want anything?
No, I'm good. I had some new stuff in the last store. I'm fighting fit.
Gertrude, is there anything else you might desire? Fair enough. Right,
Do I desire something?
I mean, that's entirely up to you.
Oh.
Oh, no.
In any case, we should probably meet up with the other two. They were going to be at the tap house, correct?
Apparently so, but something tells Gertrude that they're not at the tap house.
I mean, how would we possibly find them if they weren't?
I feel like Billy's gonna be hung out to dry yet again.
There was a single place we told them to go. They both agreed.
Well, let's face it, they're not exactly the smartest of the team.
I resent that statement.
Do we hear that from just two streets over?
I feel like I'm getting insulted. I sense it.
Wes is telling off. I am right.
You know what? Yeah, actually, roll me a perception check, Winnegan and Gertrude.
A perception what?
Fuck no.
Survival again?
Yeah, perception survival.
That's a success.
Yeah, so you have managed to establish that the voice you're hearing from a distance is in fact Billy Bob's.
Where the fuck is that coming from?
You know, I never said I was screaming. So, I don't know where you guys are getting it. I just said I was deadbolt running.
Wasn't there a half-collapsed dumpster two alleyways ago?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to assume that you're just running around and you're still asking people where the fuck the tap house is.
God damn it, I want to get fucked up! Why is it so hard to get fucked up around here?
Oh, he's going to get fucked up, all right. Winnegan's going to start heading over to the signs of panic.
Cap, please read your messages. Cap, please. You know you want to.
Are you stirring now?
I feel that it's going to be really bad.
So Billy Bob's doing his running around, telling people he wants to get fucked up and where the fuck is the tap house. He's just disturbing people and
kids. They're like three or 4 years old, like, come on, kid, you gotta know we get fucked up right here.
Yeah. They are kicking this mad ghoul to the side as they try and go about their daily business.
Kick him in the shins.
Winnegan and Gertrude have heard this but are unsure which direction it's coming from. Would you like to investigate?
Yep.
Okay. No. So, I guess you start moving towards the voice of Billy Bob and the disaster that he's causing in his wake. And Billy Bob, can you do this one more time? Now that they actually know where you are, let's run that luck roll again. This is only going to need one success this time to bump into them because they're on their way towards you.
That is a crit success.
And you got the two successes we were looking for the last times. Excellent. You round a corner at breakneck speed and you run straight into Winnegan. Can both of you roll me 1d4?
Oh.
1.
3.
Excellent.
Deserved.
Yep. You take 1 point of damage, Jay. Billy Bob takes 3 points of damage. You're both in an alleyway, on the ground, both with a sore head.
Oh, what the fuck are you doing?
Trying to find the tap house.
Wait.
Dumbass.
Where is Beverly?
Oh, yeah.
And on that question,
that's who was with me.
On that question, the scene shifts back to a previous part of the story where Beverly is surrounded by guards. They are telling her to get on her knees to acquiesce and to take her to prison. She's decided she's going to try and run away.
She needs to find her chaperone. She was told to save the chaperone.
I get the feeling Gertrude gets the arms anyway.
This may have worked out in Gertrude's favor.
It'll be handy if you do.
So I have a back character in mind.
So, Beverly dashes, and she tries to get past two of them. Let's have a look, see what happens. What did they do?
I mean, she wouldn't resist that much. As in, it's like...
Oh, she wouldn't resist that much, though. She's trying to run away from them. What do you mean?
It's like she was, like, trying to run past, but if they, like, step in front of her, like, to stop her, she'll let you, like, fine, just find that ghoul bastard and bring him to me.
That's not how that goes.
Yeah, I don't think they do favors for you when they arrest you.
Yeah, when you start to run, they start shooting.
Okay.
Where the fuck is this gun? Right. Right, I'm just going to use this one here. So,
Oh my god.
Here we go again. Here we go again.
Shot down in a blaze of glory.
In the arms of an angel far away.
So two of them shoot you. One of them shoots you for 4 physical damage. One of those is piercing, so it ignores any armor. I don't think you've got armor yet.
Only on the chest.
The other one shoots you for 6 physical damage. 10 altogether. That 6th one's a crippling shot, and it got you in the leg. So you have been downed. Have you been killed?
So what's it all together?
That's 10 altogether.
No, I am on 6 health.
Okay, so they have shot you in the... They've shot you and they've took out one of your legs. And they have decided that that has subdued you. And in order to stop making a fuss with the crowd, they have decided they're not going to execute you right in front of everybody. So they drag you, your damaged body, away to prison. And I think we can end it there.
She won't resist anymore.
Sounds good to me.
Alright, so first day in the city went successfully. Well done, lads.
I don't know, I had a fun time.
So she waits till she finds you.